ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीं उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिं भवदीर्नैष्ठिः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Prahlada and the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu, Text 19. Sorry? 18, sorry. Text number 18. इदिदं विविदो बायै विषायं तर्जनादिभिः प्रक्रादं ग्राहयामास त्रैवर्गस्य उपबाधनम्। इदिदं विविदो बायै विषायं तर्जनादिभिः प्रक्रादं ग्राहयामास त्रैवर्गस्य उपबाधनम्। इति इन् दिस् वे तं हिं प्रह्लादमहाराजा विविध उपायै बै वेरियस् मीन्स् विषयान् threatening tarjana adibi by chastisement threats etc. prakratam ant prahlada maharaja grahayam asa taught traivargasya the three goals of life, the paths of religion, economic development and sense gratification. upapartanam scriptures that presents. Translation Barbar by Srila Prabhupada. Sandanda Amarka, the teachers of Prahlada Maharaja, chastised and threatened their disciple in various ways and they began teaching him about the path of religions, economic development and sense gratification. This is the way they educated him. Purport. In these words, the words prakratam, grahayam, asa are important. The words grahayam, asa literally mean that they try to induce Prahlada Maharaja to accept the paths of dharma, artha and kama. People are generally preoccupied with these three concerns without interest in the path of liberation. Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlada Maharaja, was simply interested in gold and sense enjoyment. The word Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means refers to soft cushions and bedding on which people enjoy sense gratification. The word Prahlada, however, refers to one who is always joyful in understanding Brahman, Brahma Bodha Prasannatma. Prahlada means Prasannatma, always joyful. Prahlada was always joyful in worshipping the Lord. But in accordance with the instruction of Hiranyakashipu, the teacher was interested in teaching him about material things. Materialistic persons think that the path of religion is meant for improving their material conditions. The materialist goes to a temple to worship many varieties of demigods just to receive some benediction to improve his material life. He goes to a sadhu or so-called swami to take advantage of an easy method for achieving material opulence. In the name of religion, the so-called sadhus try to satisfy the sense of materialist by showing them shortcuts to material opulence. Sometimes they give some talisman or blessing. Sometimes they attract materialistic person by producing gold. Then they declare themselves God. And foolish materialists are attracted to them for economic development. As a result of this process of cheating, others are reluctant to accept a religious process. And instead they advise people in general to work for material advancement. This is going on all over the world, not only now but since time immemorial. No one is interested in moksha, liberation. There are four principles: dharma, artha, kama and moksha. People accept religion to become materially opulent. And why should one be materially opulent? For sense gratification. Thus people prefer these three margas, the three paths of materialistic life. No one is interested in liberation and Bhagavad Bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, is above even liberation. Therefore, the process of devotional service, Krishna consciousness, is extremely difficult to understand. This will be explained later by Prahlada Maharaja. The teacher Sanda and Amarka try to induce Prahlada Maharaja to accept the materialistic way of life, but actually their attempt was a failure. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bole Sumadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashchatya Deshadharine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This is a continuation of how Sanda and Amarka tried to teach Prahlada Maharaja. Previous sloka, they were telling he is going to be a handle for the axe. Who is going to cut this all asuras, demonic? In this sloka, but however, Sanda Amarka again gained confidence and tried to teach him, Prahlada Maharaja. In this particular sloka, they have mentioned about they tried to teach three margas: dharma, artha, kama, trivargya. Trivarga means three margas. Actually it is chaturvarga: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But they are trying to didn't bother to teach moksha. Actually this dharma, artha, kama is really mean, dharma means according to rules and regulation of Shastra, some punya karma, something being done. And artha means you're getting the benefits, either maybe in the form of money or something. Then kama means enjoy. This is the cycle, dharma, artha, kama. And generally people are inclined to follow this path because everybody wants to enjoy. The enjoying potency is there, then they go for this line, dharma, artha, kama. We can see that in Bhagavatam, Prasena Parikshit was instructed by Narada, just to instructing him this path is wrong. He was quoting that Pranchana story. And the whole purpose of Narada was to bring Prasena Parikshit to bring out of this dharma, artha, kama, moksha path. And dharma, artha, kama. He wanted him to introduce moksha and liberation. ஜென்ரலி திஸ் இஸ் த பிரின்சிபல் ஃபாலோட் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் நாத் லைக் செயின்லி பர்சன்ஸ் சம்டைம் தே ஹெல்ப் அஸ் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாத் மோஸ்ட்லி இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்டு 99.999% ஆஃப் த பீப்புள் கோஸ் டு டெம்பிள் ஜஸ்ட் டு கெட் சம் வாட் ஃபஸ்ட்டு சம் புண்ணியா தர்மா அக்கார்டிங் டு தர்மா தே டூ சம் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் மேபி சம் ஒர்ஷிப் சம் யக்யா சம் பூஜா சம் மந்திரா சம்திங் த பர்பஸ் இஸ் அப்புறம் வேதா தேக கர்மகாண்டா போர்ஷன் ஹியூஜ் கர்மகாண்டா போர்ஷன் இஸ் தர் அண்டு தட் இஸ் ஃபார் மெட்டீரியல் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் தேர் ஃபார் தே ஃபாலோ தட் பாத் ஆக்சுவலி தே ஃபாலோ த பாத் ஜஸ்ட் டு கெயின் தீஸ் மெட்டீரியல் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் அர்த்தம் சம் யூ வாண்ட் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் சம்திங் யூ நீட் இட் மே பி அ புண்ணியா இட் மே பி அ லக்ஷ்மி மணி ஆர் சம்திங் லைக் தட் தே கெட் இட் தென் தே என்ஜாய் திஸ் இஸ் ஃபார் த பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் கோயிங் டு டெம்பிள் ஆர் ப்ரேயர் சம்டைம்ஸ் வி ஜோக் தட் தே யூஸ் டு ஹாவ் எ லிஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ப்ரேயர்ஸ் வென் தே கோ டு டெம்பிள் வென் தே கம் அவுட் ஓ ஐ ஃபர்காட் ஒன் மோர் ஐ ஹவ் டு கோ அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் திஸ் இஸ் த வே வி லிஸ்ட் அவுட் அண்ட் கோ ஃபார் ப்ரேயர் ஜென்ரலி பீப்புள்ஸ் மூட் திஸ் இஸ் அ ஜென்ரல் டெண்டன்சி ஆஃப் தி population are common people and they will be bewildered by the or misdirected by the sadhus so called sadhus Prabhupada is mentioning bringing gold and bringing this and all those sadhus they misguided and they saw the direction of this dharma ta kama even not properly sometimes improperly also whole system is devotion is much more corrupted and our prayer or spirituality is much more corrupted than anything else and therefore the people lost hope Prabhupada is mentioning on seeing such things people lost hope in the things and recommend you go on material advancement because people are coming for spiritual purpose just to gain something different from material but here also you try to make them materially much more things they get on the wrong way or something they lost hope we can see many people they sincerely get some trouble in their material lives like artho artate jignasu gnani among one of the category some of the thing mostly artho who is in trouble they come to some path they want some solace they try different ways but they are misdirected and by the wrong people and therefore they lost the hope now the main problem is at least in India and in America or anywhere, they lost hope in the particular religious paths. Because nothing wrong with the religious paths of Christianity or Muslim or Hinduism. The direction is wrong. Prabhupada often mentions, because many churches were closed because the people lost faith in the path. Why lost in the faith in the path? Because directed people who taught them didn't properly follow or properly didn't guide. Similarly, India, I need not to tell. At least they are one religion here. Thousands and thousands of ways and paths. Therefore, people are losing faith in the things. And this very much whole world is going around these three, dharma, artha, kama. And nowadays, they are not even go and enjoy according to dharma. At least if they enjoy through dharma, and they gain artha, and they enjoy kama, at least they will come out one day out of this. But people are going adharma to enjoy. And artha they are earning through adharma. Therefore enjoyment also very sinful. As a result, the whole world is in total chaos and mess up. They are unable to come out. And they are in total trouble. And this path is, even this path, dharma artha, is not recommended by Narada. That whole Pranjana story is told to make Prajana Parikshit to come out of this path. And he was giving in sacrifice thousands, thousands of animals. Every day one sacrifice, every year. And his purpose is to gain some sorga or something. You have to understand, moksha is different from sorga. Sorga is material flower form. Moksha is spiritual flower form. And therefore, Narada told you are wasting your life. It's not that. What is for your soul? And similarly, this whole three paths are very, very troublesome. And somewhat other way, the Vedas have told these three paths for the people who cannot, able to stop this sentient man. For them, they formed a systematic way. And in the yajna and the prayer, they used to slowly get the devotion also to the Lord. And unless they don't get it, this path also wrong, dharma artha kama. And here, Sandha Amarka was trying to teach Prahlada all these three paths by force, by threatening, by other things. But Prahlada, Prabhupada tells in the final, but they failed. Prahlada could not be educated. And similarly, in devotion life also, when I found in the devotees of life, many devotees' life, when they initially come to spiritual life or they become a devotee or full time, the parents will be very happy because they'll be chanting, they follow regulative principles and everything. The parents will be very happy and the relatives very happy because this boy is going to be a pious boy. Everybody wants pious, but they don't want to become devotee. You find the difference? Everybody wants a son to become a pious person. Pious person means my son doesn't drink, doesn't go anywhere, he is very strict, he doesn't eat non-veg. They are very proud of that. And they, oh, he chants, he's a devotee. But the time he talks about more devotion, more dedicating, then problem starts. You be here only in the pious level. You marry, you study, nicely you can give the money to temple, you can enjoy, and you can at the same time take care of us also, take care of this thing. All this karmakanda portion they try to preach. And if it is failing, they'll use all the samadhana bada danda. All four ways of controlling. To this I have found, because I am in youth preaching for almost 25 years from beginning onwards. And in all the youth preaching, this is the problem. Until they are pious, that is okay. And they become devotee, or devotions are different. What is the difference between pious activity and the devotional activity? This is one of the questions in our initiation. Those days onwards, this is one of the questions. Whoever wants to take initiation, this question must be answered. What is the difference between pious activity and devotional activity? Activity is for Krishna, is devotional. What is? What is this other one? What is the other one? Pious activity. Pious activity is punya karma. It gives some punya. With that punya, you can enjoy artha, you can enjoy kama. That's all. Therefore, somebody should not be very proud, I am following four regulative principles strict. That is only punya karma. What is really needed? Devotion. Without devotion, this becomes punya karma. Prabhupada, like one of the Maharaj used to quote, Prabhupada used to tell, without chanting our 16 rounds, all the activities what you are doing in temple or any devotional activity, they are punya karma only. They don't give the result of devotion. This is a beginning. Chanting is the beginning. Devotion is the main. These are all only helping agents. These punya karmas, all this. Therefore, when somebody is taking devotion, they should be very careful to know what is punya karma, what is devotion. Punya karma is leading only to punya, and it is in the material platform. And devotion is leading to spiritual life, and is in spiritual platform. If you don't know the difference, we'll mess up this punya karma and devotion. This is what happening when parents starts initially, my boy is good boy, everybody is telling my good boy, he doesn't do any bad habits, everything they are fine. But when you want to take devotion seriously, all opposition will come. All opposition will come. The purpose is they don't know how to distinguish devotion and punya karma. Punya karma push back you to again to material life. But devotion goes to spiritual platform. And this, not only in the Prahlad time, now also it is the same situation. Everybody tries to teach Dharmartha Kama in the house. You know, house in the family, they are denying about going to temple, praying. I go found many boys, they tell, why you go to temple, spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, why so much time? Pray to the Lord and come. Why do you take so much time? And that is their nature, because the devotion is much more involvement. And this they don't understand. This is youth level. And what about grown-up devotees, senior devotees? They are also held up this. Most of the devotees are held up by Dharmartha Kama. Even though they are devotees, they have fear about what about my position, my house, my future, my children's future, my family future, everything. Why one should fear? And I remember in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, there's a nice incident of discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srivastava Thakur. And somebody is worrying about their future. The Dharmartha Kama is for future, material world. How can I withstand? How can I be in this material world? And this is a common question being raised by everyone. I remember when I gave up my position and job, everything, the immediate question was asked by both of our parents, what will you do for this? This is the first question. Both of you resigned, what will you do for this? Then I was telling the Prabhupada word. For ants and elephants, Lord is giving. Why not for me? Prabhupada is telling, ant needs little, elephant needs this big. Lord is providing. Why not for me? That faith doesn't fail. 28 years over, still I am not at all bothered about these things. Krishna is giving much more. Whichever one. Therefore, it's a truth. And many of us worries about place and food. And this is a common concern about the devotees, in senior devotees. And most of the concern about youth also. Okay, now you are youth. When you are becoming old, who will support you? Who will provide you all the facilities? Who will take care of you? Why not? Krishna will not, by faith on Krishna, he will take care of. For all these questions, this life of, this incident of Srivastava Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Chaitanya Bhagavatam is very nice incident. Actually, Srivastava Thakur family is a big family. And, but he never goes out and earn anything. You all of us know Srivasankan. That's a place, his house. And you're always involved in bhajans, kirtan, and all these things enjoy. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Srivastava Thakur separately and asked him, your house is, your family is big. Like our parents are asking, you have so much commitments for your family. Now you are trying to take full time. What a trouble family will suffer. And Srivastava Thakur asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sir, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srivastava Thakur, your family is, I don't see you are going out for any work or earning anything. How will you manage? How will you manage the family? Same question, no? We are asked. Then Srivastava Thakur is answering, it will be like God's desire, whatever happens will happen. Is it true? Even if you have crores and crores money, if God's desire is that we cannot take one small morsel of food, we cannot take it also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on hearing this, okay, you are having such faith, then you take sannyas. He is telling Srivastava Thakur to take sannyas. Then Srivastava Thakur answered, I am not so strong to take sannyas. I'll remain here. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again tells him, okay, you are so much not agreeing this also. Then daily go out and beg something for your family. If you don't go out at all, what will happen? How will you go? Everything will come to your doorstep? Why don't you go out and beg at least something and all those things? Then Srivastava was thinking a few seconds and his answer was, he clapped. 1, 2, 3. 3 times he clapped. This is the answer for your question. Srivastava Thakur is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was asking, I didn't understand. Why did you clap 3 times your hands? And why, what does it mean? 1, 2, 3, 3 times. Then Srivastava Thakur is telling, if I don't get food for 3 times, I will fast and hang the water pot in my neck and drown into the Ganga. This is my promise. Sadhya. I am doing sadhya if I don't get 3 times food. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. He thought, why are you telling 3 times? Even 1 time if you don't get also. It's impossible even if you don't get 1 time. Even it may happen that Lakshmi may become poor and may go and beg somewhere. But it will not happen to you. And did you forget, Srivas? Lord is giving a guarantee. What guarantee is giving in Bhagavad Gita? What guarantee is giving? Yoga Semam Vahamyaham. I take care. Lord is giving word. You are correct. Then 8th sloka Mahaprabhu is giving further guarantee. Don't worry. Whoever sincerely do service to me, I will take care of their needs. And everything I will bring to their doorsteps. Mahaprabhu is telling, 8th sloka. Not only that, I'll give dharma, artha, kama. Moksha also is telling. Sadurvargya, all the 4 I'll sanction to them. And whoever serves that devotee, for them also I'll sanction this food and facilities. He's gone continuing all these promises. Finally telling, Srivastava Thakur, you don't go anywhere. You sit here and continue your bhajan. I'll bring everything on my head, all your need to your doorstep. What a wonderful guarantee Mahaprabhu is giving. What is the problem with us? We don't have faith. The moment we have faith, everything will come. That's why whole devotion is based on the Shraddha. First step is Shraddha, faith. And really, you have faith, you can see what all wonders Lord can provide. And this, everybody can see in their personal life. And how Lord is providing all these facilities, whatever needed. These are all sometimes very tough to understand, but it is give lot of our faith rewards. Lord provides. I know a simple incident in my life, very beginning. It's the beginning of my preaching, 95 or something. I used to go for college preaching. I go by bus, I got some exact change for my buses and all those things. After returning from the college, I had only took bus ticket, but somewhat I wanted to take some chips. This is some temptation. This is too wrong. One is I want to take, second is all commercial things. And somewhat when I got down from the bus without knowledge, I was looking at the shops where I can take it and all those. It's around 95. It was a strange step. I found one shop where one Sri Vaishnava was sitting with all these things. I never went, I never knew anything. He called me. I didn't know. He called me, asked me to come inside. These all happened in 4 to 5 minutes. Asked me to sit down. And I told, I don't take any other prasadam, you people all. No. I am Vaishnava, I am making myself and offering and giving, and you won't believe it, he didn't measure, big packet he took, chips, mixture, halwa, so many. I thought, We are only few people at that time, very beginning. We don't eat so much. Why do we need? We cannot need. No, no, you go and keep it. This will not spoil. It will stay for a month. You can keep and eat. And I didn't know what to do. Everything happened in before I think everything. I didn't have a single paisa in my pocket. I told I don't have any paisa. No, no, it is for Vaishnava I am giving and all. Then I brought to temple, temporary temple beginning. Then we decided. We gave it for 2-3 Sunday programs, feast. With other prasadam, this distributed. And then later I understood, Lord will easily provide all these things. We should not ask such, think of ourselves such cheap things. That's the first education. And at the same time, Lord can provide whatever you want, but you decide what you want. You want material enjoyment, He can give. But this beauty is, He gives spiritually that thing, but it may not happen all the time. Sometime you will end up in material platform. And this gives a lot of, Lord, why not Lord gives us food? And that's why, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, promised Srivastava Kaur, I will bring, you don't go out anywhere, you continue your sadhana. Same thing, gives a lot of confidence to devotees. We need not go for all these worries. You see, even worst case you take, people have all these facilities. Are they happy? Can they come out all their troubles? No. They are not happy. They cannot come out of the troubles. At least the Shastra very clearly tells, Bhagavad Gita very clearly tells, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosha Anudosha. Who can come out of these four? Nobody can come out. How can be the solution, all this Dharma Artha Kama will be solution for those things? This is the very important point. Devotees, we have taken the life for the service of our Lord. We should at no time we should lose faith. And love. Mahaprabhu doubly guaranteeing, Krishna is guaranteeing, and you can enjoy it. And what is sometime this may not happen immediately. That may be delayed. Some trouble may come. Some suffering may be coming. But that is to how a devotee takes it. When trouble and other thing comes to devotee, how devotee takes it? It's a purification. It's a purification. Devotee knows very well, Lord can give everything, but He is not giving immediately. Maybe you may not get prasadam sometime. Sometime you may not be able to get water facilities, good facilities. Devotee doesn't give up the heart. He always thinks purification. That's the mode of the devotee. He doesn't find fault with the Lord or something. And this whole mode is, we should develop. Then only we can continue the devotional service long time. The faith and all struggles are for our purification. Are we purified fully? Are we 100% pure? No. We have lot of contamination. We have lot of things. We have to get out. How to get out? This is the process of purification. And we should take it in that way. Then devotion will be easier. Now, Dharma Artha Kama only I have talked about. Actually, another, this is a big purport, big things I am trying to tell short. Another is moksha. Moksha is very important. In the moksha means liberation. Liberation means liberation from material platform. That is called a moksha. Please see the difference between swarga and moksha. This is not swarga. Moksha means liberation from material platform. And somebody who comes out of material platform, moksha, but they use religion and all prayers, everything only for three. Somebody only comes to moksha platform. But here Sandha and Amarka, they are very carefully avoiding that path. They are avoiding this fourth one. You see only three vargas here. Only three they are talking about. They are teaching only three. Dharma Artha Kama. They are not teaching about moksha. How to liberate from material platform. This is another problem. But a real devotee, he doesn't even want moksha. Because he looks much more beyond moksha. What is beyond moksha? Wherever you are there, continue your devotional service. That's all real moksha. And this moksha is like Prahlad Maharaja, Prabhupada is ending with Prahlad Maharaja, later he tells all these things. Actually, later Prahlad Maharaja, when he was offering prayers to Narasimha Dev, yesterday Prabhu was telling same sloka. And all these rascals are in the material advancement. They are looking for how to protect my house, my family, my country, and all those things. But don't have any botheration. I am fully on your lotus feet, thinking of lotus feet. I don't have any troubles. But these fools and rascals are, they are doing all this nonsense. And the, he is telling the assembly of Narasimha Dev sitting, and Prahlad Maharaj, in this assembly of all the rishis and saints, they are all very selfish. They go to forest and try for their own liberation. They don't bother about the fools and rascals living in the cities and other things. Prabhupada is a translation telling. Sitting in the living in the cities, they don't bother about the fools and rascals living in the cities. And they are thrown on the taste of the lotus feet of your lotus feet. Even if you give moksha, same as moksha, I don't want it. Unless I take all these people, unless I bring them, all these people to your lotus feet, they will not be happy. Therefore, I will bring all of them to your lotus feet. I don't want moksha. This is a devotee's highest mode. He doesn't want even moksha. He wants to bring all souls back to Lord. This is the mode of Prabhupada. Who will leave Vrindavan at this age, at that age, and with all health problem, and no support? You can quote, no money, and unwelcoming country, his principles are not accepted there. But what made him to go? This is the mode. They are suffering. Prabhupada, that's why he always tell, I have not come to take anything from you. I have come here to give you something. This is the mode Prabhupada took. Our parampara is like that. Therefore, we cannot live very comfortably without the lotus feet. And we need to bring others also. That's why sometimes Prabhupada tells you, come here and charge your all your energy, get your energy, go and preach. This is a Prabhupada instruction. We have to energize ourselves and preach. Preaching is the essence. If you don't preaching, Prahlad Maharaj is condemning. All these sadhus, rishis, you are all on your selfies, on your own welfare. You are not bothering about these fools and rascals. So struggling in the material world, making wrong plans, wrong things, everything. This is the mode. Therefore, even moksha is not the ultimate goal of the devotee. That's why even moksha was taught, he might have gone out of moksha also, Prahlad Maharaj. That's why even Prabhupada tells Prahlad Maharaj is not in the, he is not changed by these three teachings, but later. Sometimes the devotees, we need to take care of all these instructions very strongly in our mind. Some or other way, all our activities sometimes towards these three directions, dharma, artha, kama, and enjoying. Maybe you are telling we are enjoying according to devotion. And similarly, everything we are supposed to take according to minimal. Like I remember the Bhagavad Gita very clear itself. Sariram kevalam karma kurvan. Okay, you are grihastha. You need to earn money. You have to feed. You have to eat. Yes, true. You cannot be without a thing. But sariram kevalam karma kurvan. You can do to maintain this body. Not for gratifying this body. You eat prasadam, but honor the prasadam. Don't eat the prasadam. Honor the prasadam. And for this way, slowly, you will be able to reduce the need of all your senses. And this way, real devotion, you can come up. And when you are spending more energy on this gratification, your energy for Krishna will come down. This is the formula. And if we spend more on Krishna's energy, this will come down. And unless we spend more devotional service activities, unless this comes down, we'll be in trouble. This is the whole problem we are facing in ISKCON. We are pulling between both sense gratification and in the name of devotion. Prabhupada told us to dovetail every material things to spiritual. But many people are now dovetailing spiritual things to the material things. I can quote a lot of things, but I don't want to do it. You understand? Prabhupada dovetailing means all material propensities, use it for Krishna. But what is happening? Now people are using all spiritual potencies to for material enjoyment. Very carefully we should know what we are doing. Are we doing really material things to spiritually converting, or spiritual things we are converting into material platform? For example, a Vaishnava nice to get together, Vrindavan is a wonderful place. But we can get lost by Prajalpa and Aparadha also. It's a nice get together. And unless you are fully devotionally you are using, you will be losing. Everything is 1,000 times effective here. And easily in the name of devotion we can get lost. In the name of prasadam we can get lost. In the name of bhajans we can get thousands of contaminated bhajan, contaminated cultures, everything is there. It's not their fault. We are so, Prabhupada has given everything to us. What should be accepted, what not to be accepted. He has given law book. He told this will be a law book for 10,000 years. Not few years, few generations, 10,000 years. He has given everything. Every management structure is given in by him. Every spiritual teaching is there. Every material things are there. And what not he is giving. Why we are going so many things. Therefore, we have to be very careful, stick to Prabhupada and go his instruction. And we can continue the things devotional long. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions, criticisms? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. This financial shastra, the elegant chant of once time only and unknowingly, we can become liberated from cycle of contentment. Ashila Prabhupada wrote so many purpose like our first day, the elegant chant only and unknowingly.
Little away, mic little.
If one chant only and unknowingly and knowingly, they can go back home and get rewarded also.
Actually offenseless chanting and purely chanting only, not that unknowingly.
Because
but he was doing offenselessly. Prabhupada mentioned. And also he had a previous punya things and devotional activities. He has missed it in between and later he got it. Therefore the Ajamil quote should be very carefully quoted. Ajamil was born in a Brahmin family and he was doing devotional service to helping his parents and everything. In between he got trapped and again he was chanting that offenselessly. Prabhupada mentioned many places, offenselessly. And somebody does offenseless chanting, they can get the things. And also he didn't get the liberation. Only he was relieved from the death. And again he has to go to, Haridwar. And he has to do penance and continue the sadhana, and then he got.
But one time I asked my Guru Maharaj,
maybe can you talk related to this? Because others may have questions. This may look like a big question.
So I asked my Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj told, by chanting one name, holy name, Ajami get darshan of Vishnu Dutta. So
I completed Ajamal portion. This is a real Ajamal portion. He had a pious activities in the previous beginning of his life, and also he did offenselessly, and also it's a sometime it happens very special mercy of the Lord, not always. Like sometimes we don't know the reason Lord why is sanctioning. we cannot expect every time I also do all the mistakes and chant one time I'll get all the liberation.
After that, I just mentioned because so many devotees of you mentioned that I listen first time.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I am telling same thing. Punyakarma also. I told very much, without 16 rounds, somebody doing devotional service is a punya karma. That means chanting is important. It's, you got the point, no? Chanting is much more important than this punya karma. I told, if somebody chants, start doing all devotional activity without chanting, now devotees, they tell, I am very busy. Morning to night, I have full service. They may miss the chanting. That's not correct. Chanting is a must. That's the highest devotional service. Once they asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you have given thousands of instructions. We cannot follow all these things. Please tell only one instruction. Prabhupada told chant 16 rounds. That much important. Prabhu, next.
Prabhu, as we are chanting the Lord, we are chanting, we are doing everything. But sometimes why we are afraid that we bring to nursing of Lord, that please help me. Because Lord Krishna is always helping me. He is allowing me to chant Hare Krishna. We are chanting Hare Krishna and everything. But still this doubt why it comes in our mind. So then we go to nursing home and pray to him that please forgive me and please try to help me because my mind is burning here and there.
The main purpose of going to Narasingha Devi is nothing wrong. He is a form who came for immediate help. The Narasingha Devi's speciality is, he gave immediately for the help. Generally, Krishna doesn't come so easily. He will test till the end. Like Draupadi was struggling hard in the things, and all relatives didn't come to help. And she tried herself to protect herself, he didn't come to help. And until she was holding her sari and holding, he didn't come to help. Gave up both the hands and told Govinda surrender, then only he came. He is such a calculative person. But Narasingha Devi immediately came. The fuller it is there, he came up. Maybe this form of Narasingha Devi is immediately comes for help. That's the reason devotees, we want immediate help. Emergency. We are in the emergency, therefore we pray. Maybe that's all. Nothing wrong in him, because he is also Krishna's form. And nothing wrong in him.
I don't say there is nothing wrong. When we are faith in Krishna, so we should develop faith in Krishna properly.
Somebody has faith in Krishna, it's well and good. But before going to Krishna, there are so many steps. We are first developing faith through some Vaishnava. Then only we are going to even Narasimha Dev. We don't know Krishna, I don't know Krishna. I didn't become devotee not by reading Bhavadam or Bhagavad Gita. I just read Prabhupada Leelamrita, I became devotee. My faith was on Prabhupada, then only on all other Krishna and all deities. Therefore, we develop faith on first, not even God. First, we develop devotee on some faith on some devotee. Imagine every one of your life, you see some devotee, you develop faith. Then only you go to next step. Therefore, it's a steps going through. Nothing wrong in that. Different devotees. Sometimes the Prabhupada they ask a question whether we can simply following or praying you, we can go back to God. Prabhupada, yes? Therefore, somebody has faith because Prabhupada will take back. And the Prabhupada told many times, hold me dhoti and I'll take you back. Therefore, the faith starts from a Vaishnava. And we don't know Krishna, we don't know his activity, we are not Nitya Bhakta. Actually, we are not born as a devotee. Therefore, we don't know much of devotion, taste or understanding. Therefore, a Vaishnava is the one first we develop faith. Through him only we go through all the phases. In that path, maybe Narasimha Devi is one step. But same Prabhupada only told when he was sick to pray Narasimha Devi. That's why Prabhupada, according to time and place, circumstance, depends on the devotee's mood and place, he instructed. Somebody has very strong faith in Krishna, so okay, nothing wrong. But until you go to the faith, somebody may not bother anything. You see, all of you here, I am sure, by seeing a Vaishnava, you might have developed a faith. Isn't it? Not by any other source. Any other question, Prabhu? Any other question, anything? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.